Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
But I've
shut your mouth and let me talk to you for a minute.
No.
You won't. You keep cutting me off.
No. I don't expect you to back me up anymore.
Don't you dare point your finger at me.
I've been here day long, in and out, for all these years.
No. You stay
and talk. I'm done listening to you.
You stay and talk.
No. I'm not going to, because you're not listening.
You're not listening to me.
And I'm not going to.
Okay, so we're done?
Goodbye.
F*** you. Shut it off.
Everyone, welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where 11 days in San Diego is not enough for me. I don't know about you. It's one of my favorite places on earth.
Here's the thing about San Diego for me. It is gorgeous. It is a beautiful city. It's a beautiful place. After 10 days, I'd probably be like, okay, I'm done. I need seasons. I need all of that.
Just put me on a bluffy coastline and staring out at the ocean. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, you go up to La Jolla. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can go see the sea lions. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Okay. Yeah. We're going.
And then the possibility that I might be near a whale. I mean.
That's a lot for you.
Because that's one of the only places you could see the blue whales.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. My mind would be blown if I saw a blue whale.
You know what we actually need to do, Amy? We need to go to the San Juan Islands in the Pacific Northwest and go on some whale watches, and we'll see a ton of whales. We'll see like pods and pods of whales.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Guys, my name's Amy Archer. I'm here with my co-host, Amanda Lipnack-Raydell, and we are here today to talk about a honeymoon special.
Sure. We'll call it that.
Honeymoon delight.
I hate these people.
I hate
Cody and Robin so much. They're such assholes.
Our plan, guys, is this will be on the free feed for everybody to get a taste of how we do Sister Wives. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to hear our rewatch beginning with season two, we already did season one. That's on there.
Correct.
But if you want to jump into season two with us, just sign up on Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. And $8 a month will get you this and Love After Lockup and 90 Day Fiancé Love in Paradise.
Yes.
And a bunch of other stuff. Everything ad-free, commercial-free.
Yeah. So anything on the free feed, ad-free. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
I will say this. Robin was cool girling it.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes a reforming cool girl to spot another one.
Yeah, she was not down with a lot of this, but she was doing it anyway.
When Timmy and I first started dating, my husband, I was like 29.
Mm-hmm.
I was in decent shape for the first time in my life. And he was putting me through all sorts of physical challenges. He's like, why don't you get on this quad with me and we'll go ride for 10 miles? And I'd be like, okay. Secretly white knuckling it the entire time because right. I'm such a scaredy cat. So like, right. I get it. I've yeah. been there, but like I recognize it immediately in her. Like, oh, I always wanted to go surfing.
Sure,
okay.
Jan.
Okay.
Here's what's terrifying, Amy. In that, given that scenario you just shared, Robin's only like 3 years older than you were when you met Timmy.
I know.
She's so young.
She's so young. She's so untouched by Cody Brown time.
Yes.
Because Cody Brown time is a special sort of time.
She's still pretty. She still looks young and fresh-faced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As my mother would say, fresh-faced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
If you watch Three Body Problem, which I know you did.
Yes.
Robin is dehydrated.
She is yes. dehydrated like you do in the, what was that, the first world? Actually, in all the worlds you kept dehydrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what's happening over time. Right here, she's normal.
Right. She has, the dehydration has not set in. She has not entered into the Ron Popeil dehydrator yet.
Oh God. I remember that.
I had a friend, we used to stay up to like 3 a.m. watching Ron Popeil infomercials. Like it was, we would,
as
like,
you do.
We'd go out dancing in Boston and we'd like drink our faces off and we'd come back to their apartment and his girlfriend would go to bed because she was not the night owl that we were at that point. And we would just stay up to like 3 or 4 a.m. watching Ron Popeil infomercials. And it was the most fun.
Kids these days don't understand how hard we had it.
They don't understand that was entertainment. As good as it got at 3 a.m.
If you wanted to stay up late at night, your choices were like Anderson Cooper late at night on CNN.
Yep.
Or no, it was ABC. ABC News Now. Yes.
Yes.
You had Nick at Night.
Yes, correct.
Or you had like
Ron Popeil infomercials.
Yeah. Those were your choices. And this little nerd over here was watching Nick at Night.
You know what's really strange is that like I realize, because I don't watch a lot of actually regular TV. I don't watch TV very much anymore at all.
Right.
Like they have infomercials on like Saturday mornings where cartoons used to be.
Yes. So I used to work for a television station.
Saturday morning cartoons.
I used to work for a television station, you know this. And the paids were how they made their money on the weekends. Like you got those paid infomercials sent to you and that was the bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoons didn't make money.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure.
Yes. Guys, I hope that you enjoyed our Daughters of the Cult coverage. Yes. I was editing episode 2 last night.
Okay.
And we talked about Fuckboy Prophet and Heber LeBaron going out into the club and having dubstep sex.
I forgot about that. When you texted me, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot we used the dubstep sex in a story about a religious cult. Yeah.
So that's the kind of class you're getting over here. All right, let's get into this, shall we?
Let's do it.
So we are talking Sister Wives Season 1, Episode 9, The Honeymoon Special.
Right. So this...
Oh God, I remember this.
Yeah, I remember this too. But this is like not... This is like separate from Season 1. It's part of Season 1, but it's like its own weird thing. And
Right. So if you're looking on Max, though, and watching it, it is a hit under Season 1, Episode 9. Yeah. Okay. So Cody and Robin are on their honeymoon. And I swear to God, they're staying in like a Days Inn.
It's not fancy.
It's not fancy. Not like Garrick Merrifield's ring. That's not fancy.
It's not fancy. Can you imagine Janelle getting the credit card bill from this trip and being like, are you fucking kidding me?
If they're smart, they're going to hide this bill from Janelle.
Yes, because Janelle will come and murder them.
They need to couch it under something else. They need to do the old Amy Archer eggshell trick. Clamshell,
yeah.
Yeah, and just move some things around so nothing
Coconut shell. Coconut.
Puka shell?
I don't know. Some shell. Some shell game we're playing. Because Janelle is going to see fucking surfing lessons and be like, I can't pay the electric bill, you shithead. And you're going surfing?
I'm in a fifth wheel out here.
I'm living in college not at this housing, point, but I have to. Cody, at some point in the future, I will live in college housing. You cannot go on this trip.
Right? Look at my blouse.
Look at this blouse.
I love that Ace and Caitlin call it blouse. We've talked about this with them, but my grandma always called it a top.
A top.
So I say top. A top a lot.
Yeah, I say a top too, yeah.
And slacks.
Slacks. Oh, slacks, yes. Slacks were a big thing. Because slacks are different than pants. Slacks are fancier than pants.
I guess.
Slacks are like dress-up pants.
Oh, okay. All right.
At least that's how I always felt it as a child.
So Robin says they've been waiting 10 months, and now they have the license to bang.
Oh, Amy, yeah. They had to wait 10 months. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Now I got that license. I've been waiting 10 months to roll around Robin in the back of my Lexus.
Mm-hmm. You are a big liar, McLierson, because I have zero doubt they banged before they got married. Zero.
We saw the footage.
Yeah.
We can see you. We know sexual chemistry when we see it.
Yeah. They banged 100%.
So Cody says most people in our community wait for or court for 60 to 90 days only because they got to take care of this boner.
Boner.
And Robin says, well, that's because it's hard on the other wives to watch that. Okay, whatever.
Whatever. You know what, Robin? You know what? Nothing's ever been hard on you as a wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Ding, so ding, don't. Ding.
So they're on the beach, and I have to say, I have to talk about the first time I saw the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, I can tell my story too.
Yes, because okay. So my family did not have a lot of money growing up. Mm-hmm. When we went on trips, it was to the Jersey Shore. That was it. And I had never really been anywhere. And then I got married and I was in a bad marriage with somebody who had, you know, panic disorder and couldn't leave the house. And and we had no money because leaving the house would be also going to work. And so like I never traveled anywhere. And it was always my dream to see the Pacific Ocean. Like mm-hmm. I would literally dream about it. I mm-hmm. wanted to see it so bad. I don't know what I thought was over there. It looks like every other ocean.
But you needed to see it. I get it.
I needed to see it. So when after my Graham died, I'm like, I'm taking my girls and we're going to see the Pacific Ocean.
Aww.
And I took my mom and we went to San Diego. And I remember just standing there and just sobbing, sobbing and just being like, I did it. I'm 40, but I did it.
Yes.
And that's the first time I ever saw the Pacific Ocean. And then I went back like 10 times.
The first time I saw the Pacific Ocean, this is low many years ago. I was 23. I had met a gentleman on ye olde internet in a Unix talk room, in a Unix chat room.
Yes.
Just to show my age there.
As you do.
This is even before AOL chat rooms, kids. This is even older.
Yes.
And we thought we fell in love. I went to go see him. And we went. The talker that we talked on was like based in this town on the coast just south of Half Moon Bay and north of Santa Cruz called Davenport Beach. Mm-hmm. And so that was like what this whole talker was. And so he was going to take me to Davenport Beach.
Yeah.
To see all the different places. And I remember going over the hill, I believe it's Route 92, and just cresting the hill.
Oh, you drove?
We drove. Well, he lived in San Francisco.
Oh, so you flew out and then you
I flew to San Francisco and then he took me to the ocean. And just cresting this hill and you could just see the whole ocean in front of you. I too cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
Who discovered the Pacific? Was it Balboa?
Okay, Amy, so I need to tell you something. When I was in the fifth grade, I had to take an explorer's test.
Okay, and you thought Rocky Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean.
No.
Okay.
I studied so hard for this fucking test, and I could not remember any of them, and I failed.
Oh.
I just could. Like, there was something about it.
That's like a void in your brain.
It just wouldn't connect. Okay. And I remember coming home with this failed grade and being like, I'm going to be in so much trouble. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, look, you tried so hard. Like, she had little flashcards. Like, she was – I just couldn't – get it. So I don't know who the fuck
discovered the Pacific Ocean. I think it was Balboa. Now I feel like I need to look it up because I need to.
And one of everyone's favorite segments is when Amy and Amanda Google things.
Because I need to be impressed with my memory on this.
I will be impressed. That doesn't sound wrong to me. It's definitely a Spanish explorer.
Yeah.
Not one of the French ones. The French ones I was a little better with because it was all Canada. So that
wasn't hard. Was Vasco Balboa.
There you go.
Look at me.
I'm proud of you.
I know nothing else.
Hey,
you should have heard me. Just quick sidebar. You should have heard me yesterday. My mother and I were talking about old soaps, and I was like, bing, 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 like just firing away with who was married to who, whose name is this, what soap they were on. My mother's going to me, you don't remember anything. What is happening here? I'm like, I don't know. There's this weird pocket of recall that I have around soap operas.
It's completely baked in.
Yeah. Baked in. Okay.
I love anytime a soap opera comes up, you're like, well, here's the thing. And like, you just go to the whole story. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yes. So, all right, back in Lehi, Robin says her mom was watching the kids and Mary called up and said, I got to have these kids over here right now because I miss them so much. Mm. That is not true. Mary Nobody did- misses kids.
Mary didn't glom onto those kids hard. Because
it was just weird.
Well, think about it. She didn't have a good relationship with Christine and Janelle.
True. She could have.
She could have. She did not, though. Mm-hmm. And at that point, Leon was in 10th grade.
Yeah.
I could see being like, oh, I have an opportunity to bond with little kids again.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's all to get to Robin, though.
Oh, sure.
It's all to curry favor at Robin.
Sure, because she had a thing for Robin.
Yep. In some way. Maybe not sexually, but she was like obsessed with Robin.
She was obsessed with her.
So on the couch, and I think, I'm just going to say this. I think that was her way of trying to curry favor with Cody.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So on the couch, Christine says, this is hard. It's 11 days, says Mary. And Janelle says, 11 days is ridiculous. My queen. 11 days is ridiculous. He has a big family. This is crazy. And I'm angry.
Oh, yes. Janelle is pissed. Christine is hurt. Janelle is pissed. A lot. No, she's pissed.
She's pissed. So the three of them are wearing purple. I don't know what is the obsession with purple.
I don't know either.
Janelle says, I know it's illogical to be angry. And Christine's like, no, it isn't. This is logical.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary says, I just miss him so much. I just miss him so much. I'm like, are you talking about Cody? Or are you talking about, like, the cameraman who accompanied them from Puddle Monkey?
Here's the thing, though. Like, that was when that was in the era when we thought that he was going to bend Mary over and go to Pound Town 10 minutes before he married Robin. Like, they were into each other.
They were into each other.
Yeah.
So on the couch with Cody and Robin, he says, we didn't bang while we were recording. And Robin says.
Lies. All lies.
Robin says, he kept his morals high. Again, with this fucking morality shit. Ugh.
I hate it.
So all of us who banged on the first date, we didn't have morals. Nope. Fuck off. Apparently you don't own morality.
Amy, we're whores.
Well, good. I like being a whore.
I'm sure Robin Brown thinks we're whores, and I'm here for it.
Robin Brown and Cody, this is the thing. I used to feel guilty about ragging on them so hard. They would hate me.
Oh, they would hate me.
They would hate me. Yep. So I'm not worried about it.
No.
So he says, this is beautiful because, you know, now we get to bang. And Cody says, the wait was absolutely imperative.
Oh, of course.
It builds trust between all of us. And Robin says, we will all be together forever. Cody says, God is involved in all of this. Again, these people with God, the orchestrating plural marriage. God is not orchestrating your plural marriage. God's busy. Have you turned on the news? God is fucking busy.
Yes. You got way bigger things to worry about, Cody, than who you're going to get to bang get to bang them. Sorry.
That is just so, it's such egocentric thinking. It's
narcissistic, egocentric thinking. Like that God is that interested in your day-to-day life.
Yeah. Robin goes, he crashed our worlds together. Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever Janelle says, these dating rules, when I was coming from outside the church into it, she said, these dating rules are almost Victorian. It was weird.
Yeah. And I love the moments where Janelle's like, yeah, some of this is a little weird. I believe it. I'm in it, but it's a little strange.
Janelle is us in these moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mary says, I know it sounds like we don't trust Cody, but it's not that. It's different.
Sure.
So on the couch, the three wives are there.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine says, are you ready for this one? For our honeymoon, Cody and I went on an insanely long drive and listened to Phantom of the Opera. Amanda.
Well, remember in the book, like they both, Cody says, like, I didn't know I had to plan a honeymoon. I forgot to plan a honeymoon.
Things I would rather do than go on an insanely long drive with Cody Brown and listen to Phantom of the Opera. Skydive,
yes.
Ride a quad without a helmet for 15 hours through dangerous terrain, which if you guys know me, this is not what I'd like to do.
Be forced to eat a lot of cheese.
Oh, well, that's on you.
That's a me thing. No, that's
Do you know I went to Wegmans yesterday and the checker woman, the cashier,
yes,
she goes, you have 6 different types of cheese here. She goes, I appreciate this. Yeah. I had 3 forms of mozzarella. I had fresh, bar, and shredded.
I understand.
Then I had brie, I had blue cheese, and I had a goat cheese.
Okay. There you go.
So that's happening in my house. Anyway, I would rather I think have dinner with Garrick Merrifield.
Wow.
Because it would be short and over.
It would be short. It would be short. We wouldn't have to do it long. It's
and I could drink my way through it.
You could drink your way through it. Mm-hmm. And it still goes back to the fuck, marry, kill of, you know, I'm choosing Garrick because I'm smarter than he is and I can mm-hmm. manipulate him.
Yes. Yes.
To marry. And he's rich.
I would rather, I was going to say join a cult, but that's not a far stretch for me.
No, I'm close. That could happen any day.
That could happen. That's feasible.
Yes. Yeah. I can't let you wander off too far because mm-hmm. you'll be in a cult.
Yeah. It's there's so many things I'd rather do than go for a ride with this idiot. So then, because you know he's in the Lexus, you know he's got the top down, you know he's like brushing his hands through his
hair. Actually, back then, he didn't have a Lexus. Back then, they were broke.
That's true. Broke. You're right. That's true.
I mean, lest we never forget that horrible dress that Christine got married in. These people were broke.
That's true. So Mary says for her honeymoon, she got sick with migraines for 3 days, but they ended up going to Jackson Hole and they road tripped. Again, sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Janelle said, and I didn't have a honeymoon. So
okay, yeah.
Janelle says they were broke and they did the same thing. Just kind of a road trip.
Guys, you did have a honeymoon. It was called going to the obstetrician because you were pregnant.
That's true. We went on our 10th anniversary, we took a honeymoon trip.
Okay.
And we went to San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
And it was lovely.
Yeah.
But I will say this. About 2 to 3 weeks after the girls were born, maybe a little longer, they were maybe 4 or 5 weeks old, my twin girls. Timmy's mom had twins, so she knew how to operate twins.
Right.
She didn't need the instruction manual.
She knew how to do this, yeah.
So she volunteered to take the kids for one night, and we literally drove down to Cape May.
Okay.
We stayed at a B&B that was so super cheap. We did not have any money to eat out.
Right.
We ate pizza on the boardwalk.
Okay.
And we stayed one night, and that was what we did. You can do something like that, even if you just take, you know, $200 to $300 and do it. I mean, it's important.
It is important to get away. It's important to spend quality time as a couple connecting.
It really is.
Particularly when you have little kids, it's really important.
I will say that's something Timmy and I did a lot when the girls were small and we still do. We vacation alone together. Mm-hmm. I'll do a trip with them. We'll go to the beach with my mom, like girls trip, blah, blah, blah. Or we'll do a family trip. But it is important as a couple to have that time away. 100%. So Mary says, Cody just flies by the seat of his pants. Like, this is who he is. Ugh. And Janelle says, and this is very important, Robin is getting a very different guy.
Yeah.
And I said that.
We've said that all along.
We've said that all along.
Yep.
So Mary says, it's a struggle. And she gets Robin gets a bigger, better wedding and honeymoon. And that's a struggle.
I'm sure it is.
Plus, Mary
TLC threw some money at this, too.
Oh, 100%.
So, you know, like, 100%. It is very different.
Yeah. Mary says they're celebrating 20 years and she got 3 days in Mexico. And she doesn't feel as important. And I hear you. And I get that.
I would feel the same way.
Yep. So in San Diego, Cody says, I look like a surfer. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Shut up.
You look like a dweeb.
You look like an asshole.
You look like a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
So Cody on the couch says, even before I told Robin I wanted to go surfing, she had written in her life list that she wanted to go surfing.
Okay.
So they go to Mission Beach and Aaron is the surf instructor. I'm into Aaron.
I enjoyed Aaron.
I'm into Aaron.
Could we have some more time with Aaron and less time with Cody and Robin?
Little single Amy Archer would have ran away with Aaron. That would have happened. So Cody is shirtless and he's flexing. Ugh. And, you know, Robin laughs and says the wife's warned her about him looking in the mirror constantly. Amanda, isn't there a Greek myth about Narcissus who just kept looking at his reflection in the water and then, like, fell in and died?
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Yes. Wasn't there a Smurf named Vanity Smurf?
There was.
Who compromised the safety of the village many times because he was staring in the mirror?
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gargamel got right in there.
And now they live in Gargamel's castle. It's all come full circle.
It's all coming together.
Yep.
So the wives are taking the kids on a picnic. Oh God, this looks like a nightmare.
Leon, any trip they did with all these kids is a fucking nightmare. There's 900 of them.
It's a nightmare. Leon and Maddie are like, yay, fun, so excited. I would have left them home.
Do you remember being a teen and being such an asshole because you didn't want to do something? And you're like,
Dude, I'm living that right now.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah, you're in it.
My girls were 15 when my mom and I took them on our last girls' trip to the beach, which was Virginia Beach. They pouted and fought and wanted to go home the entire time.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. It's like, fuck so you glad then. We spent the money on this, girls. Yeah,
exactly. So Janelle is really struggling. She says the time that Cody is spending away is cutting into our time.
Yeah.
And she reiterates 11 days. Why 11 days? 11 days is long for a honeymoon, now that I think about it.
Particularly if you have other things at home. Like, our honeymoon was 12 days. We went to Spain.
Right, you went to another country.
We went to another country.
Yeah. It takes you a day to travel.
Yeah, two of those days were travel, there and back.
Look, so. I don't know how the other half live, but I know that people take, like, Caribbean honeymoons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they go, like, a week.
Yeah.
Do you go 2 weeks?
I wouldn't.
I mean, maybe if I was like in my 40s and like if I were to get married now and honeymoon now, I would take a nice long.
Yeah. And that's what we did. And we made the decision that we wanted to spend less money on our wedding because we wanted to go on a nice honeymoon. That was more important to us. But
Amanda, you didn't have 18 children to feed.
No.
This is the problem. That's the problem. Like, Todd didn't have 3 other wives and 18 children.
No. We just have one.
Yeah. So the wives are wrangling the kids, and Logan,
Daddy Logan,
little parentified Logan, Jesus, is like, everybody make sure you have a coat. Everybody make sure, like, he's
the dad.
He's the dad.
It's really actually kind of sad.
Very sad.
He's a sweet guy, and I think Logan is just a good human. Mm-hmm. But it's really kind of sad to see how little of his childhood he got to have.
Because you don't want to bang him, all these children.
No, I don't want to bang Logan.
Like, you want to bang Hunter?
Nothing like Hunter. No.
Guys, Amanda had to admit, she was forced to admit she wanted to bang Hunter. And I got the shame bell out for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
It was in season 18 when he was an adult.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it was actually at Christine's wedding when he was an adult.
Put that out there to make sure no one thinks we want to bang him now.
No. At the time that I found he was to be bangable, he was about 25 years old.
Yes, which is
still too acceptable. Young for me. Mm-hmm. But not illegal.
Correct. Just, you know, want and put that out there. Make sure everyone
understands. Clear. Okay. Thank you.
Robin and Cody are trying to surf, and she's all like, woohoo, I'm going to die for my life list. Like, she's getting cool girled up here.
Good.
She says, if you can't die for your life list, then what can you die for? Amanda, I've written a life list.
Oh, tell me your life list.
Okay. Here's my life list, and you can talk about yours after if you would like.
Sure.
To raise strong, independent women.
Okay. You're doing that.
Be able to make a living podcasting.
Okay.
I'm trying.
We're getting there. Okay.
To rub up against Billy Bob Thornton after drinking 7 glasses of cheap wine in a bar.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Strangely, I know exactly what that would look like.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Write a bestseller.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solve world hunger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Infiltrate Puddle Monkey Productions and bring Cody down from the inside.
Oh, I like that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bring an end to the conflict in Gaza.
Sure. That's a good one.
Buy a home on the West Coast overlooking the Pacific Ocean so I could see whales.
Okay.
Capture hologram technology and have the Cody and Janelle fight running as an art installation in my home at all times. And that's it. That's my life list.
Once you die, though, do you want... Oh, I just hit the desk. Sorry. Once you die, do you want the hologram to play next to your... Because we have the iPad in your tombstone with the fight constantly.
Let's explain this for new people. So, guys, in season 18, when Cody Episode and Janelle 3. Had their big fight,
yes.
I could not get enough of it. I still watch it every chance I get because it's just so, there's something so satisfying about it. It's so good.
He's such a child, and she finally is saying the quiet parts out loud, and it's great.
And if you listen to the intro of the show, you hear him chugging the hot water. Which is the best part of the entire thing. So Amanda said, when I die, she's going to get an iPad on loop playing the fight embedded into my tombstone, which I won't be buried there, but whatever.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be it's very similar to Princess Diana's memorial on the island at Althorp. This, however, will just be wherever we are, probably looking out for a whale. Mm-hmm. We'll have the iPad. We'll have the tombstone. We also did decide that we need like an etching of the floating Price is Right head of Janelle yes. on the quad.
And also, I think you promised hot water.
Well, that's it. Water. So we also have to have the solar panels to fuel this whole situation. And there will be hot running water at all times. I don't see
well,
what's
now
weird
we're
about
adding
this.
The art installation.
Yeah, the hologram okay. art installation. I don't see what's weird about any of this.
Me either.
This is very normal.
This is totally normal. You know how people go to see Jim Morrison's grave? It's a yeah. thing. This yeah. will be, people will come from all over to see my grave.
Right.
Because it'll be all sister wives.
Well, that'll be the sister wives grave.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything on your life list or are you good?
I think I'm good for now.
Okay. All right. Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So they go to the wild animal park. I've been there. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Robin has a tank top on over a long sleeve white shirt, which we know is their thing. But it's like God. So confusing as to why. Do they just, is it a modesty thing?
It's a modesty
it's
thing.
Gross.
It's gross. Yeah. It's a. Here's the thing though. If you want
just
to
wear
be
a
modest,
long sleeve shirt.
Wear a long sleeve shirt. Why do you have to put the stupid tank top over it, like pretending to be in a short sleeve shirt?
I have
like,
no idea.
Just stop. It's weird.
So they're on a guided tour and Robin says they didn't know we were polygamists. And Cody says, it kept dawning on me that the animal kingdom is polygamous. Okay. So you want to act like the animals? Go ahead, dude. They also eat their own shit sometimes. My dog's out in the yard eating the other dog's shit. You want to act like them?
Go for it.
So on the couch,
really to aspire to.
On the couch, Cody says he's giggling the entire time about the rhino. And he's like obsessed with the rhino. And he's like, that guy doesn't take any guff from the women in his life. Fuck off, dude.
Jesus.
I hope that rhino just breaks free and chases him.
What's really obnoxious about Cody is this puffing up he does. And then, but then like also trying to be this like henpecked man.
I know. Like,
it's
I know.
Very strange.
I know. He doesn't know what he wants. Like
no.
he's, I think that we meet his dad in mm-hmm. season two.
Yep.
And that cousin or brother, or whatever. Wow. I think that Cody culturally ascribes to man, 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 man.
Right.
But is surrounded by these women who don't, they're not really here for that.
No, these are strong, particularly by polygamous culture standards. These
yeah,
are
let's couch this in by
very
polygamous
strong women.
Standards. Yes.
Not by our standards, but like
right.
in the world they live in, particularly like Janelle and Mary are very strong women.
Yeah, the fact that they have control of their own finances
mm-hmm.
is a big thing.
Huge. Yeah.
So I don't think that. I think he's bumping up against that a lot. And I think Robin allowed it.
Oh, of course. Of course she did.
And there you go.
Because it felt good for her.
Mm-hmm. So now these idiots are going ziplining over the park.
That's a thing I don't want to do.
Oh, I could never. But again, no. Desperate, lonely Amy at 28 would have
probably would have. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And I would have like cried myself to sleep that night.
And that would have been Amanda pre, you know, bulging disc.
Yeah, yeah.
In the younger years.
And both of us pre-therapy.
Pre-therapy, yes, exactly.
Yes.
Before realizing, oh, I don't have to do everything a man says just to make him like me.
Exactly. Thank yeah. you. So Cody says, nothing scares me. I got the famous quote. I got four wives. Nothing scares me but poverty. Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of things that should scare you besides poverty, my friend.
So at one point, we get a shot of Cody coming at the camera with his legs wide spread. And it's like he is just going to assault you with his dick.
Oh.
It's a lot.
It's a disgusting thought to have.
Then Cody's fascinated by the male lion and he asks the camera dude, are you suggesting like lions are natural polygamists? Like, man, Cody, calm your boner down for wildlife. Jesus Christ.
You don't have to keep trying to find animal analogs to somehow justify your beliefs.
Don't
you
really leave don't. Him in an enclosed space with animals.
No.
I don't know what he's going to do. So at the campsite, Logan is really taking charge. He's like cooking, he's doing all this stuff. Mary on the couch says, Logan has really stepped up into this role of parent and he has taken charge. And Christine says, you know, it's nice to have a male around when Cody's not here because us women can't light the grill or do anything with fire.
Here's the thing, though. The fact that they're like, it's really nice to see Logan step up. Is it, though? He's a 16-year-old kid.
I mean, to some extent, maybe that's just his personality. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I struggle with it, too. You're right.
Who knows the impact of being the oldest of 18 kids?
I know.
That's a lot.
And Janelle says, we treat our children as young adults, and we expect them to be responsible.
Okay. I mean, I have a friend who said for years, she's like, I'm not raising children, I'm raising adults. Like, I'm raising people to be able to go be adults.
Well, I mean, childhood is an invented concept that's only like a century old.
Right, right.
I don't know. I feel like the world is so fucking harsh. I gave my kids a childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
I also, like, I think like anything, there's a balance.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, they have responsibility, they have jobs, they do well in school, but also, you know, I'll pay for them to go out to breakfast if they want, whatever.
Right, exactly.
So Christine now says that Peyton picks on the girls sometimes.
This is where we start realizing Peyton's a big bully.
Mm-hmm. We see Peyton really yelling at Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I say Aurora, I'm like, Aurora.
Aurora.
So the women are chatting. And Mary, now the women are off to the side in their little camping chairs, their soccer mom chairs. And Mary says, you know, Cody and I have not had an easy couple of years. We're having issues. And I think that's why I feel so upset that he's gone and I need more time with him. Mm-hmm. The women agree. She says, when we're having issues, it affects everyone because I detach. And Janelle says, and I think what Janelle wants to say here is I've never heard you speak so open about your emotional struggles. But what she says is logically, I've never heard you speak so logically about your relationship.
I feel like Janelle is logic.
I feel like Janelle's a Vulcan. I really do. Like she is all logic.
She is logic. She's not that she, and we've talked a lot about this. Like Christine is the warmer.
Christine's the heart.
She's the heart. She's the mom. She's the snuggly mom. Janelle is not the snuggly mom. Mm-hmm. Janelle's a fierce mom.
Yeah.
Who loves her children and does everything. And it's not just the ones she birthed.
Yeah.
It's the OG 13. And I really believe even in Robin's kids could come in if they wanted to, Janelle would be like, yep, you're a kid.
I feel like Christine is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle is the brain.
Yeah.
Mary's the gallbladder. Like she does something.
But you don't really know what it is.
You don't really know what it is. And you if can you lost live it,
without it.
Right. You lost it. It wouldn't affect your life much.
Right. She might be the spleen, the appendix, or the gallbladder. All things we can all do without.
We can take out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Janelle says, there are times I was detached for years and years and years and years and years.
Jesus.
But she's like, now I want that sweet ass. I need that Cody Brown. I'm like, ugh. Now Cobbin, listen to me. Cody and Robin go to eat.
Their couple name, Cobbin.
They go to eat sober dinner.
Of course.
And they're flirting. And Robin says, brushing our teeth together is so nice.
I'm actually trying to think if Todd and I have ever sat at a sink brushing our teeth at the same time.
No, we never have.
I'm not sure we have.
I will tell you this, though. This is a dark secret.
Oh, okay.
I'm
leaning in.
Sometimes I forget which toothbrush is mine. I think I use Timmy's.
Okay.
So there's that.
Yeah.
There's that. Oh.
Okay.
Like, especially when you get new ones.
Yeah.
We try to stick to gender norms. Like, he'll use the blue, I'll use the pink, and that's how we remember. But this time we got, like, an aquamarine color. and a gray. And I assumed he would use the aquamarine, which was bluish.
Sure. He went gray.
But then I used it and it was already wet. I was like, wait a minute here.
I don't know. I figure once you have your tongue in someone's mouth, like,
so, you know, we share toothbrushes sometimes. It happens. So, Cody, Robin says, look, he has three beautiful women at home. She's so condescending with that fucking bullshit.
Because, you know, she looks at all of them and goes, well, you're just fat and ugly.
You know she does. 100%. And as somebody who's been called that my whole life, I know the look of that disdain.
I know what it looks like to have someone look at me as the ugly fat girl.
Yes.
I know that look. Too. And that is Robin's look all the time.
Yep. Or like the pity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know, people love Cody besides me. And he's like, you always have to be sensitive to the other women. I've been insensitive and it's not cool. So I am trying to be better. Again, this was the Cody we thought was decent.
Yeah, he was trying. He realized what his shortcomings were. He was working on them.
Yep. At camp, back at camp, Christine says she hates that her world revolves around Cody. And she says it needs to revolve around something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, you know why I think I'm so detached from him? Because I have the Lord's most precious gift.
Truly Grace Brown.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
what more does she need?
What more does she need?
When do we think Christine realized
that she was raising the next Messiah?
The pyramid above the pyramid? When did she know?
I think now, because she's such a good baby.
Probably.
Yeah.
She is a good baby.
Yeah.
So she's a bald ass baby, though. She's so fucking cute.
Love her. Mary now says Robin confided in her that she felt slighted when he was with Mary on their anniversary trip and didn't call. What the fuck? Are you serious, girl? He's gone for 3 days on his anniversary trip with his wife of 20 years and you're pissed off he didn't call you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I heard that, I was enraged. Christine and Janelle need to get in their Thelma and Louise car, drive over her house, and just bitch slap her a few times.
I was going to say they need to Thelma and Louise it right into her house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just drive right into the house.
Yep. That sounds good.
Wouldn't that be satisfying?
To drive into somebody's house?
Just to be like, I'm just driving into someone's house.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I drove through my garage door. That wasn't satisfying. That was terrifying because I knew Timmy was going to murder me. But
right. That's different. No, this is like, I'm going to get you by driving into your house. Also, in this scenario, you don't get hurt.
Right. And you don't get arrested.
No, you don't get arrested either. You just get the satisfaction of driving into someone's house.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah. That's like when I had my first car. It was like a $75 Chevette scooter that my dad bought me. And it was all bonded up already. And we used to take it back the woods and just drive through snow piles.
Oh, yeah.
And just ram it through things. We didn't give a shit.
No.
Yeah.
What's another dent? Doesn't matter.
We are terrible people. So Robin now says, sometimes you get your emotions get the better of you. And it's not Cody. You know, he's a good and honorable man. Keep telling yourself that. Janelle says her emotional swings have been a lot this week. And she's like, it's not Robin. You sure? You sure?
Sure, Jan.
She says, I love her, but I was very angry with Cody. This has not been a good week. And we learned that she ignored his phone calls for 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. But also, like, remember, or coming later, like, Janelle will be like, yeah, Robin and I never bonded. We never really clicked. We didn't have anything in common.
Yep.
They're very different people.
From the get-go.
From the get-go.
This is the plate you set at the table is, I am equal, and your longevity with this man means nothing.
No.
It is my show now.
And
that's a fucking problem.
And Janelle has always thought Robin is, you know, frivolous and silly. Like, and that's just not Janelle. She is, but that's just not Janelle. That's not something she would like in somebody.
My thing is, like, she's all about, you know, respect, 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 but she doesn't respect these women at all. She doesn't respect the time. She's like, she'll do small gestures, like, oh, I'll make sure Cody calls. But that is low cost to her. Mm-hmm. She's not giving up anything.
Nope.
But when she's home and it really counts and she has to say to Cody, go spend time at Janelle's for a week, she won't do that.
No, of course not.
Because that will cost her something.
Remember, though, that there was that time when Robin had to keep track of how many times Cody was gone for that month that he was nice to Christine and never again.
One month.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
1 month. 25 days.
So she says, then I answered the phone and he said all the right things because he's grown so much in 20 years. And she says, you know, I've gone through this before with another wife coming in, Christine, and I know it will get better. And she says, we believe in our faith that overcoming these painful emotions makes you a better person. Again, okay. All this stuff. Nobody has to suffer so hard.
No, you don't.
Jesus.
You don't. If this God that you talk about all the time is real and that invested in your life, he doesn't want you to suffer.
Right.
Ding, ding. He just doesn't.
On the couch, Cody says, the days when Janelle was angry with me were hard. Janelle and I started very platonic. We were best of friends. Mm-hmm. And that theme continued into our relationship. And Cody says, I always thought she was really cute, but she was my friend. And we would talk so sweetly and openly with one another. Now, he's saying this while Janelle is putting her kids to bed. Okay, mm-hmm. We're seeing footage of her putting her kids to bed. Amanda, I want to talk about something.
Oh, sure.
This kid's room.
Oh, God. Okay.
Does she just let them write all over the walls?
No.
Because there is just written things all over the walls.
Maddie did that in like every room.
What?
She wrote like on all the walls and shit. I don't know. I have to imagine if you've got six kids, like at some point you're just like, I can't.
Oh my God.
I'll throw some paint on this later. Jesus. I just gotta let this go. Think about all the things. Like, you have two girls.
Yes.
Think about the things you let slide because it's two and it's just a lot.
Sure.
Now make it six.
Yeah. Oof. My husband's a carpenter. Yeah. He would burn the house down if I let the kids around the walls. All he sees is work, work, work.
Right. Exactly. He's like, fuck, now I have to fix that too?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Janelle says, they were never all giggly and romantic, and I just don't have that kind of relationship with Cody. And Cody says, and they're kind of going back and forth. Mm-hmm. They're each on the couch. He's with Rob and she's with Christine and Mary.
Yep.
Cody says, I could make more of an effort to be more romantic with Janelle. And he's like, but, you know, she's never been romantically inclined. But maybe now that she sees it,
that it'll spark something in her.
Janelle disagrees. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I just kind of wonder where I fit in the picture. In the picture. Sorry.
Yeah. In the big picture.
And Cody
says.
My
big picture. The musical.
Oh, right. Yes. My big picture.
Yeah.
Cody says, she is not being replaced. You will always be my best friend. And Christine says, I was always jealous of your relationship with Cody because I was never valued as an intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He doesn't think very much of Christine.
These are quite the things to say.
Yeah. He has never thought much of Christine. I still come back to he married her because of her place in the religion.
I think I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Because he's such a megalomaniac, he wanted to increase his status.
Yes, it was a snag for him. Mm-hmm. I snagged her. I snagged the polygamy royalty.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, from San Diego, we see Cody call Mary. And she says she misses him a lot. And he says, I miss you too. And I really liked our text chat about our dreams and what we want to do in our lives. It was weird. But then he says, well, those dreams are going to have to change now. Did you pick up on that?
I did. Do you think that Cody sexts?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I need to burn down the entire AT&T network if that's happening. Gross. He's probably just sending. Here's Cody's idea of sexting. Well, you and I would get down and dirty.
Sure.
He just has like a picture of himself flexing in front of the mirror.
Right. With his.
And saying, don't you think I'm hot?
Abs. Right. Mm-hmm. Don't you miss these abs?
Yeah. Yep.
Again, Janelle 100% has never seen six-pack abs, if that's what she thinks they look like.
Oh, so then he says when he's hanging up with her, goodbye, lover. And I'm like, I hear that in my nightmare.
Oh, my God. I hated that they called each other lover. Ugh. You know what we should do, though? We should track in the rewatch when he stops calling her that.
Oh, good plan. Good plan.
Pay attention to that.
So at home, we have pics of Truly that came in, and she is so precious and so gorgeous, and I love her so much.
She just looks like a little tiny little elf. She's so fucking cute.
So cute. Now on the couch, Robin says, Christine called me the day we got back and she was sobbing. And she said, Robin, I just need you to tell me that you needed this.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin says, I really did, Christine. I really did. Fuck off, Robin.
No, you didn't.
God. Christine says, well, for her, I guess the 11 days was necessary. Now here's how they're trying to sell this. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, I understand the point.
Yeah.
The point is, when Cody married Robin, or I mean, sorry, married Christine and Janelle, mm-hmm. there were no kids.
Nope.
They could go fuck off on these drives for hours and hours and hours and get a lot of alone time with him. Right. Robin's coming in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chaos. Mm-hmm. There's already three wives, a very established relationship. Mm-hmm. She didn't have any alone time with him.
It's true.
But you don't take it all at once.
No. They could have gone to San Diego for 4 days.
Yes. Yes.
Five days even?
Yep. Yeah.
They're not far from San Diego even. It's not like going to Spain.
Yes.
It's a couple hour plane ride.
Mm-hmm. So now Cody and Robin are back home, and Cody says, you know, again, we didn't have the children. The other wives got more of my attention. Robin didn't have that. Now we see the women going shopping together, and Robin says, I wish we could still have the sweet relationship we had in the beginning. So already their relationship is starting to sour.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. I didn't pick up on that either, but yeah.
It's been 10 years since I've watched this. Mm-hmm. So,
and we're watching it through the eyes of we know what happens.
True. She says, you know, but now we're struggling and I feel like those sweet moments were pulled out from under me. Again, victim. Mm-hmm. Now Cody's at the house with the kids and he wants to make a cake to celebrate their family.
Okay.
But he's totally making Garrison make it.
Of course.
He's like, Garrison, make this cake.
That's right. Here's the box. Follow the instructions. I'll be over here. But I made it.
I'll be over here taking pictures of myself in the mirror.
Exactly. I'll be over here vanity smurfing it. Garrison, can you make me a cake? Oh, it is sweet to see him. Oh, yeah,
I know. It's very sweet to see Garrison. And there's like, I hope Janelle sees that.
Yeah.
And feels warmth in her heart. Like, yeah, my heart is still broken for her.
My heart is broken for her too. The one nice thing about the show is these people have so much footage of all of the major life events for their children.
Yes.
In a way that none of us really ever will.
True. Yep. Yep.
So it's lovely. And I hope they have solace in that.
I do,
not,
too.
Not the Robin Cody solace. I hope they have legit solace.
Right. Yes. Me too. I'm very interested to see season 19 and what's going to happen. And
I don't know.
I think we're going to be crying a lot.
Oh, I think we are. That way. Okay. I'm going to cry. You're going to cry.
So Logan needs to step in. Logan's taking over, you know, whatever.
Because the biological father is unable to handle being a father. So Daddy Logan,
he's on his phone.
Parentified child.
He's on his phone
talking to Robin.
Yeah. So Robin says, one of the biggest things that attracted me to Cody was his love for his wives. The fact that he saw value in each of these women, I was impressed. Robin.
To borrow Ace and Caitlin's phrase, if he could like the frump dumps,
then
I'm really great.
Yep. Robin tries a top on and Christine says, no. She reads her for filth a little bit. She's like, it makes you look flat chested. What's wrong? Are you not secure in that area? What's going on? I was like, whoa. Okay. Now Cody says, and you know, I highlight a quote from this motherfucker every week for our social media. This is the one. This is the one. People who aren't me, I don't expect to get me. You think?
I mean, I think people who aren't me get me. I think you get me.
Mm-hmm. If you're only understood by yourself,
that's a problem. It's a problem.
He says it's sort of enigmatic. Okay.
Well, that's a big word for you, my friend. Mm-hmm.
So now Cody says,
do you think that's in the Manosphere calendar? Enigmatic.
Mm.
No.
It's too
fancy of a word.
It's not only fancy, it's just too non-gender specific.
True.
It has to have a male flavor to it.
True. Like transmute.
Yes. So, because transmute implies force.
Right.
And only men.
Change.
Only men can do force. So Cody says loving more than one wife is like loving your children. While truly scrumptious comes into the family, I still love her as much as I love Logan, the man. Ugh. Again, with this toxic shit.
Also the truly scrumptious.
I know. So cute.
So cute.
He says, I still love and have as much depth for Janelle, Mary, and Christine as I ever did. Then I noted, you know, I'm always very concerned about truly safety as a baby.
Yes.
They let Brianna take her and walk across the room, and Brianna's barely holding her. And Truly's like flopping all over the place. I'm like, oh my God.
Her neck couldn't have been good yet.
No, her neck was probably okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was little, though.
She was little, but she can hold up her head.
Oh, that's true. Actually, but, you know what?
Like, she's, if she falls on that porcelain, her little head is going to crack right open.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Jesus. So now they have cake, and Mary says, living this life is kind of synonymous with having a baby. There will be pain and discomfort, but at the end of it, she starts crying, Robin sobbing, of course, there will be a blessing.
Oh, good Jesus.
And that's it. That's the honeymoon special.
One thing we did not chat about that we need to talk about is Robin's children on this 10-day. If the whole thing is that we have this one big family.
Yep.
Why did Robin's mother come in to take care of the kids?
Exactly. Why didn't
the kids stay at the big house?
Yep. Why couldn't they stay at the big house with everybody
else? Give them
else?
More opportunities to bond with the kids.
Yep.
And have fun. Yep. Now, the only thing I will say that might be the excuse is the kids might have said, the kids might have been more comfortable with their grandmother because they knew their grandmother a lot better.
Just from a kid's point of view, though, they would want to hang out with all those people.
I would think so.
Yeah. Yep.
I would think so, but
I don't know. But her kids are all like, they all have anxiety and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Who knows? By the way, my daughter has anxiety, and it's something that I didn't realize until recently.
Mm.
And it's hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm like, so she does this thing, right, where she comes home and it seems to really center around driving.
Okay.
And she'll come home and she'll tell me like, oh, my God, you have to hear this story. Like this guy, you know, was on my ass when I was coming up the highway. And, you know, then I turned and there was this big truck. And I'm like, oh, well, you're fine. It's fine. Like I was blowing it off because I just thought she was telling me to just hear herself talk. You know what I mean?
A lot of teens are doing.
Right. But then I realized this is her way of getting out the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like she needs something from me in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't giving it to her.
Right.
I had to adjust.
She needed to know she was okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So like I think sometimes we don't see that as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Robin caused the anxiety, but if you set up a world in which you don't think your kids are safe anywhere, guess what? Yeah, they don't think they're safe anywhere.
Yep.
And I tried not to do that with my daughter, but I did realize that I was doing a lot of like, you know, make sure you're not pulling out into this lane. Like a lot of stuff around driving that I was really piling onto them that I saw as safety.
Right. But it was making her anxious.
I maybe went a little too far.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can happen. It can absolutely happen. And I think especially if your kids have gone through a divorce and you're a single mother, I think you tend to do that a little bit more.
Sure. Sure.
But I think, you know, Robin, your kids are safe now.
Yeah,
you can back up.
You can breathe a little bit.
All right. So Amanda, I have a voicemail.
Oh, we got a voicemail for the, okay. I didn't know if we'd get one for the special, but go on.
So for those of you who don't know who the Manosphere is,
mm-hmm.
the Manosphere is what happened to Cody. Okay. Yes. Somewhere around season 15, 16, he was pulled into the Manosphere and their toxic masculine thinking.
It was pretty much after they moved to Flagstaff.
Yeah.
It's really when the Manosphere came in.
Yep. Yeah. So now the Manosphere watches old episodes and they try to guide Cody in his path.
Absolutely.
And
they want the best for him.
For some reason.
They call Amy to tell her about
it. They call me.
I don't know how you got in on this, but I'm glad you did. I mean, that's great.
All right. Let me pull up the voicemail.
Okay.
Here we go. Stay.
Cody. The Manosphere is disappointed in you. You have a long way to go to the point where you're at now as our executive vice president.
Oh, I see. Okay.
First of all, the fact that your wife got up on the surfboard and you didn't, do you not have enough masculine divinity in your veins to get up on a surfboard?
Masculine divinity.
Good thing we have the proper supplements that you need. All you have to do is sign up in our downline, and you will now become the divine masculine leader of your household and be able to get up on that surfboard and dominate the Pacific Ocean and show that Pacific Ocean who's boss. And as for that surf instructor, tell that liberal hippie commie to stay the hell away from your woman. You need to piss in a circle around her to mark your territory. You don't let people like that near your divine feminine wife.
Yikes.
Manosphere out.
Wow. I knew they would have some thoughts on that surf instructor, but wow.
Yeah,
a liberal commie hippie.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone in California, according to the Manosphere, is a liberal commie hippie.
That's true. So it makes sense. Yeah.
It makes sense. Wow. And being a surfer makes it even worse.
He has to piss in a circle around Robin.
And are there that many others after her? I don't think so.
We've learned the Manosphere is running an MLM.
Right? Do you think at some point we'll have a crossover with Justin and Becky and the antioxidants?
I do. Okay, I do. Good. I feel it. You know what
it's
I mean?
Coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Okay. All right, guys. So if you like what you hear, join us over on Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions, where we're going to do this once a week, starting season two. Here we go.
I was going to say starting in May, but if you're hearing this, we've already begun. So I don't need to tell you when it starts because you're here and it has started.
You're blowing my mind, Amanda.
Oh, my God.
Also, guys, share the show with a friend. Subscribe. Leave a review. Join our Facebook group, Backdoor Friends. It's a kindness group. We have a good time in there, and people are really sweet and supportive of each other.
It's wonderful, and it could be everything from, you know, I need advice on how to buy a bra to, oh my God, my kid's having a crisis. Help me figure out how to deal with this.
To, oh my God, what is this janky jewelry that Garrick Merrifield's passing out?
To, oh my God, we're doing a bang off. Who do you want to bang?
Yes, there's all of that.
All of that happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Take care, everyone.
Shut it off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.